Ahem. We are recording, motherfuckers.
Okay.
Begin go.
Okay.
Hey, beautiful people.
Okay.
Okay, begin.
Clap.
Okay. Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. We wish you a Merry Christmas, y'all. Welcome back to DNA Podcast.
Who's the ugliest of them all? This guy right over here.
A Merry Christmas, Azdeen.
Happy Hanukkah. It's still going, Hanukkah.
I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's the 59th.
The 59th?
The 59th.
The 59th.
You have 7 days, 1 day each of the creation of the earth.
I honestly don't know, but
you don't
whatever.
Know what Hanukkah is.
I know what Hanukkah is, but yeah, I don't know how many or how.
7 days.
Okay.
One for each day.
Okay.
One
happy
day for
happy holidays. Let's keep to that. Happy holidays to everyone. Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, for y'all. I'm depressed.
Well, it's been a long time since we have posted anything, but we were waiting for Christmas and New Year.
And me to get over my internship.
Yeah, that's true. How did your internship go?
Good.
Yeah.
Really good. I think that I have an 11. On 20.
And then you say good.
Hey, you can't get more than 15.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. But I only have to get a 10, so you don't see me complaining about anything.
That's true.
But now vacation time, we are going to New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The most fun time of the year for me.
Yes. And okay.
Where are we going?
To Normandy.
Normandy.
To the beach.
What's the Dutch version? Where did Normandy?
Normandy happened in Normandy.
Yeah, but where is it?
In Normandy.
Yeah, but what's the Dutch translation of Normandy?
Normandia.
Okay. Ah, no. Dunkirk. That's what I meant.
Dunkirk, yeah.
Because of the movie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because of all the explosions.
Okay. No. By the way, thanks again to Nathan for all this. That's the sad part. He did more than we did for this episode.
No. Yeah, you did more than us. Not gonna lie, you did more than us, but I did a lot.
Yeah, that's true. You made it out of bed.
you sound like it's not a big deal, but you know, it's a really big deal for me.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, when did I sleep?
You said at 5.
I was asleep when you sent me a text this morning. No, not this morning. Yesterday, how late was it? Was it today?
Doesn't matter anymore. We're here. We're excited to be here. It's been a long time. So let's recap the year. Because it's not the end of the year yet.
Recap.
If it's not the end of the year yet, we know there will be a New Year's edition
there
as
happened.
Well. But just so up to this point, up to Christmas Day, what happened?
A lot.
That's true.
What did not happen?
Honestly, that's true. Elon Musk is now in charge of Twitter.
We are in the 10% of Spotify.
Or 10. Yeah, were we?
15 or 10. One of the two.
There was something. Yeah, by the way, our Spotify Wrapped was amazing.
Ah, klootzak. Niet doet, jongens, een beetje. I think
he got you out of your groove.
I think this one is going to stay in. No. We were top 15%.
Yeah, whatever. We had a good Spotify rap. That's true. So thank you all for listening and sticking with us, even though we have been very, 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 very late most of the time.
Okay, we are very late, but still, we are giving content.
Yeah, and we hope it's
acceptable
content.
Still not quitting.
That's true. We will keep going. That's a promise we'll try to make for the next year.
It's our second year, right?
Yeah, it's our second year podcast.
No. It's our second. I really think it's the exact same day that we recorded our podcast with Veronique. Because it was the last day, it was a Saturday when I was quitting school.
I was quitting
school. Yeah, not quitting school. Yeah. I went on vacation. Finished, yeah. It was that Saturday. So I think this is exactly our second year in.
Yeah, that's
nice. Or it's after this holiday.
Yeah.
One of the two. But then again, if we are going to make a New Year special, it's going to. This day, or the day we recorded with Veronique, is our second year we are doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have about 30 episodes right now.
Yeah. It's actually sad, the hell. 15 a year? Not even?
Yeah, now we are going to make more. I have more time. Yeah, now we have an internship.
That's true. We will kick some podcast ass.
I don't have to study anymore, so that's a good sign.
Oh, you studied? No.
You
great.
You can call it study.
Yeah.
But it was It was actually more watching movies than sometimes looking at my books. But then again, that's me.
That's true. Okay, no, we're here. Let's actually go back to Elon Musk and Twitter. Are you happy?
Yes.
Yes? Well, he got fired by the Twitter users.
Really? I don't care as much.
Yeah?
Because a company like Twitter, a social media platform, it doesn't make or break with the CEO of it.
Doesn't it? Because he allowed Donald Trump. Well, no, I like what he's doing. And he's very consistent with it. Like, the Twitterers are voting. Twitter people.
Doing the people their thing on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I always think, if people can say it on the street, why can't they say it on the internet?
Because on the street, not everyone hears you. On the internet, the whole
world. Do you really believe it?
Yeah, okay, if you say something on the...
Pick Andrew Tate.
No,
he was banned everywhere.
For good reasons.
That's a discussion I will let other people do. But he was banned everywhere. And still, me, my little nephews, older dudes, older men, still saw him every day. It doesn't matter if you get banned. If people want... they are going to make your content go viral or make it seen by other people. Via other platforms, take WhatsApp, take private messages, TikTok videos of other people bringing out their work. It doesn't really matter if you don't say, if you say it in a public space or an internet space. If your message has followers, it will go out no matter what, even of Donald Trump's. You couldn't see him or hear him online, but still, every day.
But less than it was. That's not okay. But that's not the point now.
Less than it was, but his followers hear them. So, is it good then that only his followers are hearing them, and we don't know what they are saying? Or is good it's in a public space so we can watch what they are saying. So if they are saying something stupid, some people can go like put her on the place. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but then if it leads to something bad happening or aggression with
everything is going to aggression now. It doesn't matter if it's from one way or the other way or upside down, I don't care what, but I think we have to hear other people's opinion.
Definitely.
And that opinion should be fact-checked. If we are banning people, they are going to use other means of communication that we can track, that we can see, that we can expose to, for example, governments. And then we are the Sharala.
Yeah, okay. But that was totally not my point, but it's an interesting discussion. But
for another time.
Yeah, exactly. But my point was, is it good that he's involving the Twitter users that much. Like
he voted. Yeah. I love it.
He made a poll like, should I stay CEO or not?
Yeah, that was a dumb poll. That was one of his dumb polls.
No, but yeah,
because
yeah,
people know, okay, you are it was still close, though. You have a lot of trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Even I said close. Yes to him resigning.
Well, I said no. I liked him.
Yeah, no, I not because no. of the reason you think. Because I wanted to laugh. I wanted to see if he really could do it.
And he did, but that's what I like. That's what I like about Elon Musk.
But that was not the decision of people who wanted him to go. I didn't want him to go away. I thought he was joking. He wasn't, obviously. No. And now Mr. Beast is probably going to run. That's
see,
a good
thing. I told you. Nathan is of the opinion that doing that would be stupid.
Why?
Mr. Beast is not going to have an interest in becoming a Twitter CEO.
But he asked himself.
Yes.
Yeah, but he asked.
But
definitely,
then again,
yeah, that's true.
But then again, he asked twice. Like the poll was over, and he, can I become it? But yeah, he's doing it for attention. I know
that's true, man.
But Dami's point was that he told me that Mr. Beast would go to Twitter because it's a step up, or he would want to go to Twitter.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Beast
doesn't care about that as much. He's like he has
but
made
in my
his
opinion,
point.
It is a step up.
It's a step up, but his point is very clear. He wants to help people. He wants to make content. He wants to make people happy with his content.
Wants to help people. He reenacted Charlie in the Chocolate Factory by making a chocolate factory. How is that helping people?
Every time I watch his videos, I'm becoming happy. People are getting money. People are getting presents. He's helping other people, and he himself. Doesn't take any of that money.
The fact that he's filthy rich.
Yeah, but
because
he's giving
of
his.
YouTube,
he's always giving his money. The money that comes with ad revenues mm-hmm. and such. He gives back to YouTube to make videos. He said, "I live in one story building, like a really small house."
He's got a
It's his point. That's his whole character, and he doesn't go away from it.
Wasn't it? I read somewhere that he's on track to be the first YouTube billionaire.
Yeah.
So how's that being?
Yeah. Okay. You have your assets. He has five right now. Five filming sets that are almost.
Yeah. So you can say he's not rich.
But that's for his YouTube content.
Yeah. Okay. But that does not take away from the fact that he's rich. I love the guy myself.
He doesn't use his money for himself, like in a way billionaires do. He doesn't go on a vacation for 2 million euros.
I get
your
point.
He takes his 200 million to go on vacation.
To make content.
But doing content and doing stupid.
Making chocolate
factories. Like going on an island all alone, surviving 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's true. He does make fun content, that's true.
And that's why he would run Twitter very good. He has the capacities to do such a thing because look at his own company. He has 50-60 people working for him. He's doing
50-60,000 is two different things.
I didn't say 1,000.
No, but you said 50-60 and 50-60,000 people that work for Twitter are two different things.
Yeah, there are not so many people working for Twitter.
There are thousands of people working for Twitter.
Yeah, okay, but that's very simple. You have the managers, but logistics is very good. Really good. If you can make...
But I know, I'm saying it's a step up.
It's a step up for him, but he doesn't want it because he isn't doing anything valuable for himself. He's just running a company.
Mm.
Why would you just run a company where you can... Because Twitter is a full-time job. It's a full-time job. You have to keep... You are constantly working things out, trying to improve things and such.
Well, Elon Musk is also running other companies.
That dude is mental. He's sleeping 2 hours a day. He's just mental.
That's true. The guy is crazy as fuck.
He is... Mental, his work ethics are mental. Everything I like it about him. I would never do that.
That's true.
I'm too lazy. No.
But he's the kind of guy that says, oh, if you want a flamethrower, I build myself a flamethrower. I build a company to build a flamethrower.
I'm also like that. If I can make something of mine, I'll do it on my own. If I can, I'll just go to the store. It's easier. Why are you trying to reinvent the wheel if you just buy it? If you can buy it, why wouldn't you do it?
That's not what I'm saying. But okay, yeah, no, that's true. It's sad that he's going from Twitter.
But he isn't really
going. No, he's still owning the company. He's just not leading the company. Okay. Same shit, different ass. Company,
but still, his influence is so big. He's still... How do you call a CEO that isn't the CEO, but is still the CEO? Is there a name for it?
Isn't that the board of directors or something?
Yes, yeah. Something like that. Huh?
Yeah.
He isn't really there, but he is. And there's nothing going past him without his approval.
Okay. I mean, that's still not daily in charge or something. That's.
But he was like a week there. He said, make it better. Make these changes. He was done. Mm-hmm. And fired all the women. That was really bad. You know, the pictures of developers were like more than half. Half of them were women. Mm-hmm. And the picture with Elon Musk were all men. That was bad.
That was.
But I don't know if they resigned or...
Probably the mix of both.
Fired them.
Probably the mix of both. That's also funny. He announced on Twitter that he would fire people and those people would get a tweet or an email or whatever?
I don't know.
They would get an email, but he tweeted that...
You know that I'm not that much on social media. I haven't been on my phone for 3 days straight.
What have you been doing for 3 days straight?
I don't want to get into it. I had bad dreams.
Mm.
Didn't sleep good. I know the whole curriculum of the government from the government to teachers to what to teach to kids.
Mm.
I know it by heart.
Yeah, well, as a teacher,
I know it better than the Moroccan anthem. And I know the Moroccan anthem because I was singing it for 3 weeks long.
Yes, the World Cup has ended, ladies and gentlemen. How didn't we get into that yet? The World Cup has ended.
I don't know if they can see it, but
yeah.
I've printed the Moroccan flag on my head.
Nice, nice. They did extraordinarily well. I think they were the public's darlings. If you said darlings. To
me that Morocco were going to
No one believed that, but they didn't.
If you said to me and to any Moroccan,
I think anyone in the world,
Morocco was going to win from Belgium, Spain, Portugal, and be the fourth in the world and go from ranking 89 of 98 to 11,
mm-hmm.
I said you were bullshitting so hard, you were going to shit ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. But the thing is, they were amazing. They were refreshing to watch.
The proudness I felt, the commonness between my fellow Moroccans, shall I say it like that?
Mm.
The Peter Drury commentary on the Moroccans, like it's your night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it went, but it was beautiful. I had tears in my eye. The moment they went, won from Portugal. I was in a cafe with all my friends, all of the Moroccan. The moment we heard the whistle, it was a feeling I've never had, even not with Belgium. Because like, Belgium, we knew they are good. Okay,
yeah.
This
let's not get into World Belgium because that was sad. Different, but that was, that
let's
was...
not talk about that shithole.
That was sad.
But do you know when your expectations are so low?
That everything is good. Yeah.
So fucking low. And they end up in the sky?
Yeah.
If you felt that.
Yeah.
And I go every year, I'm going to Morocco, mm-hmm. so it's like a second home for me. The experience we have never felt before. And when they went to the knockout, even that was like a whole deal for Morocco. And I went to
the Yeah, they were the first African nation that's gotten this far. I
was
so
laughing, everybody was partying, the whole neighborhood was out. You know where I live from the Tunatsaban? The whole street from my house till the Tunatsaban was full. But not with only Moroccans, with Belgian people.
No, everyone.
With African people. It was one big party.
Except the part that they blew up half the city. Oh no, that was Brussels, sorry.
But even then, that was also a big party.
But just yeah, afterwards.
Just till the end that you have some...
hooligans.
Oh, I wanted to say something worse. That's why I stuttered. But I will not say it. You have some dumbass people.
That like, destroyed you have everyone.
Dumbass people, and then you have really dumbass people. And they were really dumbass people. And I'm not going to talk about them because I don't want to give them attention. They're really dumbass people.
That's true.
Even I thought, like...
Really?
That wasn't necessary, really. That... Why would you do that?
Yeah, but hey, congratulations to the Moroccan team. They were amazing. It was refreshing to watch. It was refreshing to watch.
Do you know?
But then they got their ass kicked by Croatia. But it was refreshing.
Now you are going on thin ice. Now you are going to thin ice. You have Croatia here. You have Moroccan here.
Well, technically, I don't give.
And now I feel
that I want that Croatia.
That you want for me.
But
and that's a thin ice because you don't, you know, I don't like you to win over me.
But the hypocrisy, the people who know me know how big of a hypocrite I am now. But let's not go into that.
He is the biggest hypocrite in the world by saying that every day and every night he's saying.
What? So, yeah.
Can I say it or not? I cannot
so
say it.
What? Now,
shall I say it like that? He's the biggest hypocrite out of all of this here.
So, the world championship was in Qatar. For the next world championship, three nations are want to host the
Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Then it was in 2030. Then in there's because they're applying. It can be that you're right.
But wait, the next World Cup.
Yeah, the world
is in the North American.
Okay,
continent.
Then the World Cup after that, there were three nations want to host.
Morocco.
Yes.
Portugal. Portugal and...
No. Because Morocco joined the bid, but with Saudi Arabia. They wanted Ukraine, Portugal.
Yeah, but...
And there was one Arab country that wanted to host. Because
sometimes I think of
the combination
Ukraine,
was so weird.
Wait. Ukraine? I have the feeling of Ukraine that they want to host everything now. But I'm like...
Well, technically, they were supposed to host Eurovision because they won.
They won. But yeah, it's also the Eurovision.
They won, yeah, they won.
They won, but it's also the Eurovision.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever.
Where are they going to play?
In London? No, not in London, but in England, UK.
Yeah. But. What I'm meaning with Ukraine in the World Cup.
Yeah,
That's
in 2030. They want to join a bid to host with. But just imagine, because it's an Arab country.
It took an Arab country 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
To make those stadiums. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they had money galore.
But that's what I'm saying. Countries are joining forces because one country alone cannot afford or has the infrastructure. That's why they're joining. But it's so weird. Imagine playing one game in Morocco and the other game in Ukraine. Imagine the flying over because they want to host together the same World Cup.
Morocco and Ukraine.
It was not those two combinations, but Ukraine wanted wanted to join forces with two other countries to host.
Maybe they just want to host maybe the finals or something.
Yeah, okay, but just then it's still weird. Because they want to host three countries from different continents want to host the same World Cup.
Yeah, because a country cannot afford anymore. Okay, you have the Arab countries who are filthy rich because of oil. Yeah, they can. They are already planning to.
Yeah, but
down
Morocco is also joining forces with Saudi Arabia to join the bid together. That was the thing. Countries are joining
Saudi Arabia.
Another Arab country.
With something closer, but it's. I know what you are saying.
The distances are weird.
But you can possibly not expect from other countries. You can't go always to the same countries. Mm-hmm. They are also going to say it's fucking expensive. It's $4 billion to make all of those things happen, and other billions of dollars just like people paying people and such. So it's
Technically, the bigger countries can host for it on themselves. That's
even the USA doesn't do it all on their own.
Yeah, okay, but I think
Mexico,
that's
USA,
that's because,
Canada.
I think that they did that on purpose to not just. Like United States did soccer.
Yeah, but never call football that again.
But that's my point. So that they probably said,
the
U.S.
they
can't host
stadiums,
on your own.
They have the stadiums with capacity of 100,000 plus people.
The U.S. has the ability.
It has the ability, but they don't do that. I think just because
it's still football.
It's still football, and I think about visas and such. It's really hard to get in, and if you have to let so many people in at one time, you're going to have people that are going
to probably stay there. There are different reasons. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's multiple reasons because America alone, the USA alone, could realistically pull it off all on their own, and they have the pride. They have like, how do you call it? Someone who knows they can do it and will do it. They're like, fuck other people, I will do it myself. They're that like can. Yeah, cock. It's a cookie country.
Mm.
But I think they just want to say, like, you can have some matches. Yeah. You can have some matches. Take some of the tourist money.
Mm. Yeah, probably.
Go have some fun with it. Mm. I'm going to go. I'm going to watch the finals in the USA. I've made a decision. It's after the exams. So after I've...
Well, I hope in 2024 you've already graduated. I really hope so. In 2024.
2026. No, wait.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're...
Oh, 2022. They also want to do it in 2025, but I think it's an uneven number and I hate it.
Yeah. And now they won't, because you hate it, they won't do it. They will do it in 2026. But I hope you're not studying then anymore. I hope you have graduated.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm studying something else.
Yeah, okay, that's true. That's true. I hope it's just not your first diploma.
Imagine.
Okay, no.
Can we go? Yeah, we can go.
Okay. We can go to the US, yeah, true.
We can go to what?
To the US.
We can go to the US. another hypocrite answer from him.
Why?
I'm not going to explain it to all
we
of you.
We are going to.
I'm going to explain it to all of you.
We're going to New York.
So here you have Damir Berberovic. And I wanted to go to New York this holidays.
I wanted to go to New York. Yeah, okay, but
I wanted to go to New York this holiday.
You think?
Shut up!
You think money
first,
grows in my backyard?
First my side of the story, then your side of the story. I wanted to go to New York this holidays.
I smell a
fun
bull
of there. It's fun there. It's a lot of snow.
Here.
It's beautiful. Shut up, you. And he said yes. I said, make it happen. And I saw tickets for 800 euros with flights included and the hotel included for 7 days. 800 euros. That's nothing. Nothing. He said, yes, we're going to wait a while. I said, okay. I have the money. I even wanted to pay for him so he could pay me later.
Rich
1 week later, I saw those tickets again. 2,500 euros, and I wanted to take him, shake him, beat him, throw him off of the balcony, take him again, throw him out again, take him in, take a knife, slit his throat, sew it back on, and throw him off the balcony again. Take him in. Take care of him in general. Like he's going to get better.
Language.
He was eventually better. I'm going to ask him again. And then he said, as I'm going with my school to New York.
Yeah, but you're acting like
Shut up.
You're acting like I have a choice.
He's going to New York with his school.
I have to go in February. I have to go. It's part of the curriculum. We have to go. It's
but then again, then he has money. And he knew that later.
No, I knew this last year.
Yeah, but then again, you have money. But for me, you don't have money. You said to me, come to Croatia, Habibi. Eh? Come to Croatia, last minute.
Yeah, but Croatia, United States of America.
But still, did I just say yes? Just say yes. I said yes. Come, we go. But and then you had the audacity.
But
the audacity to make me go up a fucking mountain with my flip-flops. Almost dying twice. The audacity. And make me walk 10 kilometers a day. For the American users, that's 6 miles. Then you have the audacity to do that.
But you said the tickets were 800 euros. That's true. He's not lying. That's
tickets and hotel.
Yeah, he's not lying. That's true. But you paid not even a third of that,
bro,
in Croatia.
I spent in total 1,500 euros and I still don't know why.
In Croatia, you didn't spend a third of that total amount of money that you would have to pay only for flight tickets and hotel. You didn't spend a third of that money in Croatia. So,
but still, you
Croatia,
backstabbed me.
United States of America.
You backstabbed me.
And that's a load of bullcrap about that mountain.
You are going to New York with school, but not with your best friend. And I will take that personally. And I'm taking it personally.
Yeah, but with school,
sir,
I'm forced to. I have to.
I'm first.
We have our assignments. We even know we have to do assignments there. So it's not like...
What? Watching Broadway musicals? Fucking jerk. Watching a fucking LA Lakers game?
No, it's not the Lakers. Isn't it? No.
Yeah, you said to me you were bringing a goodie bag of the LA Lakers.
A goodie bag
of the... So I'm in Belgium. Middle of my internship. And I know you are going to send me photos.
But you're earning money, I'm spending money.
Cussing me out. While you are taking your camera and doing the thing I want to do all whole my life. Riding in a cab with This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, the Alicia Keys song. Just to help me, you fucking bastard.
You bastard.
You probably are seeing what my... that was not my angry side.
Oh, was that angry? That's Tuesday.
I'm hangry.
You're hangry.
I've eaten nothing.
Well, you're only awake for 2 hours, so.
No.
Two and a half, sorry.
2 and a half, yeah, I was awake. 1:30.
Yeah, no.
I'm a bad person.
Let's not get into that now.
Fuck you.
No, so
a normal person would say, no, you are not.
Exactly.
Fucking bastard.
No, so yeah.
Yeah, that was my little tantrum.
That was, yeah, we've heard it all. But, ooh, New York podcast me. No. But we're definitely going. Doesn't have to be to New York, can go to California, Florida. Kentucky, Alaska.
You can go to Alaska all by your own. Go and have some fun with those grizzly bears. Take a gun out. Get eaten up like the Revenant. But I ain't going to Alaska. Ain't no Moroccan guys going to Alaska, bro. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to New York. I'm going to... California, no problem. Alaska, Kentucky. What I am going to do there, eating Kentucky fried chicken or something.
Exactly.
It's the only thing you can do out there. Kentucky, my ass. I love you, Kentucky. Not about that, but I ain't going to Kentucky. I ain't paying thousands of dollars just to go to Kentucky. And getting cursed out as a, yeah, you brown dude. Go back to your own country right now. You ain't got nothing to look over.
We can go to
back
Alabama.
To Kentucky. Fuck off. Why would you even go to Kentucky?
I don't know. We can go to Alabama.
Oh, dude.
We can even go to Alabama, Missouri.
Do Sweet Home. Sweet Home. Alabama. We'll Alabama, I would just do for the memes. In Ohio. Ohio and Alabama, I would just do for
what the are memes. The memes from Ohio?
That's the new Alabama.
Ah, oh really?
Yeah. Only in Ohio, they say now.
Okay.
It was first Alabama. Sweet home Alabama.
Yeah.
Where the skies are blue.
No, a new US trip.
Where
is
you have a child. With your own.
Don't.
I would not go there. I am going there, but not right now.
No, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
A holly jolly Christmas, everyone.
Holly jolly Christmas and holly jolly backstabber Christmas. Fuck off.
No, no.
What are you going to do this holiday?
This holiday? Actually, nothing work. That's it, work.
I wanted to go to London.
Make some podcasts. Yeah, me too.
I wanted to go to London town.
But then I
visit Harold. But this guy, like always, was.
I smell a load of rich people here.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I wanted to go for a day. How does that make me rich?
A day, even a day. The ticket. Fucking 150. The tickets for a day is even worse.
No, if we booked up front, just like...
Oh, I've been months, I'm saying. And you're like, I don't know.
And it went expensive.
You're like, I don't know, my internship and...
But not in the holidays, how can I teach little kids in the holidays, please?
Yeah, let's...
Please, sir. Act normal right now.
Yeah, but you're the one...
There is the door if you want to you get came, some bullshit.
You came with the excuses for London.
I've always said. I just didn't want to go on New Year's. New Year Eve.
Yeah. Well, now we're staying here. Yeah. But no. This is the Christmas. The Grinch special.
Christmas.
A merry Christmas. Oh no. Happy holidays, everyone. And yeah, keep in mind
Christmas.
If you're nice and a good person, maybe you'll see the holiday Smurfs.
Who the fuck are the holiday Smurfs?
I don't know. I just invented the holiday Smurfs. The Smurfs.
If you I got you. If you just invented them, then they are not real. So how could they find out?
What?
Huh?
The holiday Smurf. Okay, if you're nice, maybe you'll see the Smurfs. See you on the next episode where we end up this year.
Why did you say year?
Bye-bye.
Fucking Terminator.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. I'm tired as fuck.